Welcome, everybody. This is the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky. That's a part of Wesley Communications. As we always do, we open up the show with the Imperials, and we're going to try and praise the Lord this evening.
Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears. Don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Himself, we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done.
Imperials, praise the Lord. Here's Twyla Paris, We Will Glorify. Twyla Parrish, We Will Glorify. Here are the Booth Brothers. There's something about that name.
Just something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something
something about that name. Something happens when we hear that name. Here's the Preston Wood Choir. Sandy Patty with a beautiful medley. Whew. Crown him with many crowns and all hail the power. This is the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHE LP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky. And that's a part of Wesley Communications. Man, I've got some shout outs I got to catch up on. And I want to do a big shout out to Kathy Parker down in Brighton, Tennessee, and her feline children, Willie and Waylon. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you, Kathy. And Jan Wilson, I think, is going to try to listen today. She's having some problems. But Jan, if you're listening, God bless you. And you're always in my prayers every day. Judy Merritt is here. And thank you, Judy, so much for sharing the link to the show. God bless you. Sue Stevens is listening down in Somerset, Kentucky. And she said, so ready for a spiritual uplifting. I pray that you get that from the show tonight. And precious Sue Estes is here tonight. Sue, you, of course, in my prayers every day, and thank you so much. I know it's a task sometime for you to listen, and I really appreciate it when you do. And if you ever can't, then I will, of course, try to record the show and send it to you. God bless you. Here's a song that I debuted probably about 4, 5, 6 weeks ago, something like that. But I wanted to play it again tonight, if you'll permit me. It's Zach Williams and Dolly Parton. There was Jesus.
Every time I try to make it on mine, every time I try to stand, start to fall, and all those lonely roads that I traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. Well, there was Jesus. In the waiting and in the searching, in the healing, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces, every minute, every moment, where I've been or where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus. For this man who needs amazing kind of forgiveness at a price I couldn't pay. And I'm not perfect, so I thank God every day. Well, there was Jesus.
There was Jesus.
In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been or where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus on the mountain, in the valleys.
There was Jesus
in the shadows of the alleys.
There was Jesus
in the fire. There was Jesus.
There was Jesus.
There was Jesus.
precious Jesus.
Oh, so beautiful. Zach Williams and Dolly Parton, and There Was Jesus. By special request, and I went over and I purchased this one. I looked for it in Elvis Presley doing this particular song that I'm getting ready to play, but I knew of another person, Carol Roberson, who did the song, and I want you to listen to it. And I want to thank Connie Gibson for reminding me of this beautiful song. And Connie, God bless you, and thank you so much for listening. One Pair of Hands.
One pair of hands on the mountain. One pair of hands from the sea. One pair of hands made the sun and moon. Every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands from the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm, and thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you, and those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one. Put your faith into one pair of hands.
Oh, so beautiful. Carol Roberson and One Pair of Hands. And again, thank you to Connie Gibson for that great reminder of that wonderful, beautiful, beautiful song. And I enjoyed every note of that. Here's Jimmy Fortune and Daly and Vincent. I believe, and I do believe.
When I see the sunrise in the morning, when I when I hear the sound of children playing, I know it's all part of God's amazing grace. And I believe there's a place called Jesus, my mama went to heaven. I held her hand as she closed her eyes to sleep, and I felt the power of 10,000 angels take her soul away, crowned at Jesus' feet. And I believe there's a place called heaven, and I believe in a place called Calvary.
Stay.
Oh, my goodness. That was absolutely beautiful. That was Cynthia Clawson, Sonia Isaacs-Urey, and Jonathan Martin teaming up together to sing Angel Band. Boy, that one got all over me. Here's Jason Crabb. Until Then.
My heart can sing when I pause to remember a heartache here is but a stepping stone along the path that's always winding upward. This troubled world is not my final home, but until then my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold that city. Until the day God calls me home. The things of earth will dim and lose their value if we recall they're borrowed for a while. And things of earth that cause this heart to tremble, remember that
Jason Crabb, Until Then. Here's the Goodman Revival going out to Kathy Parker and Look For Me.
Remember, there's just
to see your loved ones waiting there for you. And when you feel you've shared your story with the last one that wants to hear you tell just how you made it through, look for me. I'd like to hear it too. I realize when you arrive, there'll be so much.
I was so thankful for a love that I knew, but she didn't stay. And if I said much more, well, I'd probably say something I shouldn't say. So Lord, if you will you just give me one more pretty day? I once dreamed of climbing mountains that I know these old legs will never climb. And you know I once dreamed of building bridges, but the only bridge I ever built was in my mind. Well, I guess some lives are just supposed to turn out that way. So Lord, if you will, just give me a pretty day. Now give me a dawn just as beautiful as a newborn babe, and a sun that will shine throughout one peaceful day. Sunset that'll stay in my memory till you call me away. So Lord, if you will, just give me one pretty day. I said, Lord, if you will, just give me a pretty day.
And that's our Vietnam combat veteran, Brother Claude Davis, and Pretty Day. And I believe he is listening as of right now. He says, well, I'm almost on time. Well, I guess you're about 45 minutes late. But, you know, Brother Claude, all kidding aside, you don't have to be on time for this program. You know, it's just if whenever you get here is fine. And if you ever want to hear what you've missed, then I will, providing it's uploaded, okay, I'll send you the program. But I don't want you to feel like you're under any time constraints or anything to get here, because you're not. And with that, I just say God bless you, brother, and thank you for that song. Stephanie Preston just got home. Says, you still on? No, I'm not. I am a figment of your imagination right now. Yeah, I am, Stephanie. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band. Yes, I know.
And I know, yes, I know.
Gaither Vocal Man. And yes, I know. I wanted to do some shout-outs and acknowledge some people that don't have an opportunity to listen to the show in real time for various reasons, and that's quite all right. I'm just tickled to have them as friends, and I'm tickled to have them as listeners. And that's Sue and Jack Shelton have been with me pretty much my whole broadcasting career, you know, and they're just some of the sweetest people you ever want to meet on this earth, you know. And I love you, Sue and Jack. And they're, I believe Sue's two sisters now is listening. Connie Gibson is listening. And I believe Sue's baby sister is listening too. I sent her the show last week. Teresa, is that her name? Yeah, I think so. Well, you know my mind. You know, I'm an old guy, so I'm trying to remember her name. But anyways, I believe it's Teresa, and she's just recently started listening to the show, and I feel very privileged and very blessed to have these folks. They're super good Christian people, and to have them as listeners of my show just blesses my heart. And let's see, Brother Herschel Whitaker had a little bit of a spell. I haven't exactly found out what's going on with him. He's our 92-year young Korean War combat veteran. But I'll check with his daughter, Diana Lyons, and see if I can get a little more information. But he's home now, so I want to do a shout-out to Brother Herschel Whitaker and his daughter, Diana, and his son-in-law, Bobby. And let me see here. Going down my list here. Jenna and Carl Wheeler in New South Wales, Australia. Again, they can't listen in real time all the time. Once in a great while, they've had some connection problems since they've had all the inclement weather in their area. But they always listen by recording. And we love them both. Haven't met them in person. And thanks to Brother Claude. Claude Davis, we have them as friends because he's the one that told them about our program and our programming. Let's see, Jamie and Sonny Denny, two of the sweetest people you ever. Well, Sonny's a big macho guy, so you don't want to say he's a sweet guy. He's just a sweetheart, just a super nice guy. Sonny Denny and his precious wife, Jamie, they listen by recording. They live out in the Ilaiku community. It's right outside of Somerset, right around the Cabin Hollow area. And I just feel very blessed to have them listening. Extremely blessed also to have listening my precious cousins, and that's Temple Duncan and her beautiful daughter, Cherie. And they listen, and I appreciate them so much. Well, speaking of beautiful, we have Phyllis Ashcraft, who also listens to the show. And she is a cousin to Sue Shelton. And I didn't know that until just recently. And just it's so cool to learn all that stuff, you know. Jane White is listening down in Somerset, Kentucky. And please keep Jane in your prayers. Going through a bout of extremely painful arthritis. And on top of that, diabetes problems. So Jane, I wanted a big shout out to her, and big God bless you to her and her husband Herschel. And I'm forgetting somebody on here, and I'm trying to think who did I? Oh yeah, now I got news right before I went on the air about somebody that went to high school with me that's gone on to be with the Lord, and it shook me up quite a bit. And Larry Schaefer was his name. And we're going to be thinking of Larry and his family, praying for peace and comfort for them. And I want to thank my friend that I went to high school with, and that's Roberta Lander, who has been such a blessing to me. And just writes, number one, just an incredible writer. And number two, just whenever she voices positive reinforcement for the programming, it uplifts me and it gives me the impetus to keep on keeping on. And Roberta, God bless you, and thank you so much for being a friend. And I'm so sorry to hear about Larry Schaefer. I'm just so sorry about that. Here's Gold City, When He Reached Down His Hand.
once my soul was astray from the heavenly way. I was wretched and as vile as could be, but my Savior in love gave me peace from above when he reached down his hand for me. How my heart does rejoice when I hear his sweet voice. In the tempest, to him I then flee, there to lean on his arm, safe, secure from all harm, since he reached down his hand for me.
When the Savior reached down for me,
he had to reach way down for me. I was lost and undone without God or his Son.
That's Gold City, when he reached down his hand. This is the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky. That's a part of Wesley Communications. Here's Joseph Habedank, "I Love You," from an old rugged cross.
I left my home, I came so far from where I was to where you are. The bitter tears, the lonely ache, the many ways a heart could break. And you were at the center of it all, to free you from the prison of the fall. There was no hill too steep for me to climb, no road too long and hard to make you mine. I gave all I from an old rugged cross. took your guilt, I bore your shame, and I would do it all again. My open arms reached out. Spoken in a thousand different ways, yet the cross said more than words could ever say.
Crossing
Here are the inspirations, so simple, so profound.
The simplicity of Christ, the complexity of life, with simple things our Lord confounds the wise. The completion of the cross, salvation for the lost, the love of God, so simple, so profound. So simple, so profound, the love of Jesus. So profound that even angels can't perceive. So simple that a child can grasp the glory. The love of God, so simple, so profound.
Such perplexity today in a fallen human race could unravel with acceptance of God's grace. Simply bow your knees to pray, confess the Lord today.
Profoundly He will turn your life around. So profound the love of Jesus. So profound that even angels can't perceive. So simple that a child can grasp the glory. The love of God, so simple, so profound. So simple, so profound, the love of Jesus. So profound that even angels can't perceive. So simple that a
child can grasp the glory. The love of God, so simple, so profound. Oh, the love of God, so simple, so profound.
The inspiration, so simple, so profound. Here's Ernie Haas and Signature Sound, Love Carried the Cross.
Counted
Bernie Haas and Signature Sound, and Love Carried the Cross. Here's Evie, Part the Waters. Here's Vestal Goodman, Till the Storm Passes By.
In the dark of the midnight, I oft hid my face while the storms howled above me. Seems there was no hiding place, but mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry and keep me safe till the storm passes by. Now when the long night has ended and the storms come no more, let me dwell in thy presence on that bright and peaceful shore. There in a land where the tempest never comes, Lord, may I dwell with thee till the storm passes by. Oh, till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more,
till the clouds roll forever from the sky. The storm passes by. Oh, till all the storms pass over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds just roll forever from the sky. Till the storm passes by. Lord, keep us safe till our storms pass by. And they will pass, darling. Yes.
God bless. Bessel Goodman.
Bessel Goodman.
Yes, indeed. Till the storm passes by. And we have a lot of friends, a lot of people we know going through storms in this life. Let's take it to the Lord in prayer. Would you join me, please? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of fellowship. Lord, we thank you for this time of worship. We thank you for the ability to spread the message of your love and your mercy and your grace through these wonderful gospel songs. And Father, may we never take our freedom to worship for granted as we live in a time where Christianity and Christian principles come under attack each day. Father, I ask you to please bless each one who listened tonight. And please bless each one that will listen to the recorded broadcast later. Lord, we continue to pray for strength and healing for so many on my prayer list and locked in battles with cancer and heart disease, depression and chronic pain and addiction. Father, I ask you to give hope to the hopeless. And please give strength to those who struggle to just face one more day. And Lord, in our listening family, we're continuing to ask for strength and healing along with peace and comfort for Terry Drake battling cancer. Also strength and healing and lots of peace and comfort for Sue Estes and Sheila Maxwell and Pat Millard, all dealing with some infirmity plus the pain, Father, of losing their spouse. And Lord, we pray for strength and for healing and for peace and for comfort for Kathy Myers and Jane Whitus and Mary Lou Foster, all these folks part of our listening family. Father, I ask you to please bless our troops stationed around the world during this dangerous time we're living in. And I ask you to please bless our first responders, our policemen, our firemen, those who go out and put their lives on the line for us each day, Lord. I pray for a hedge of protection around them and a hedge of protection also around our frontline medical workers that deal with super contagious diseases. And Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for your love and your mercy and your grace. And we thank you for this time of fellowship. We thank you for this time of worship. lead, guide, and direct us each day in every way, in everything that we do. And Father, please forgive me where I have failed you. We ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Now I know the Bible says when you've done all you can to stay, just stand. And I know it's hard sometimes to look through these tear-stained eyes and still see the scars in those hands. But just you keep this in mind. Hope seems so hard to find. Surely you've not reached the end. When the whole world has let you down, Jesus can still be found.
He can still
if you've tried it all, look to him. Can get so hard to understand, but then you know I know someone that knows it all. His eyes see even that little sparrow fall, yet he can hold back the sea with just one hand. He rides on the breeze that blows, yet in your heart the only one that knows the heartaches and all the trouble you're in. So when life seems everything but good, remember him, cause he's the only one that could. If you don't look to him, look to him, for he only, when sorrow makes lonely all the day, then the night closes in. And you know he can even banish the midnight.
Kenny has and look to him. You have been listening to the Gospel Music Buffet. It'll be rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. My name is Frank Crabtree. It has been my blessing and my privilege to bring you this show, as it is tonight and every Sunday. It's a show that means very, very much much to me. The music I look at in such a reverent way. That's the only way I know how to put it to you, that when I put the show together, I pray and I ask God to lead, guide, and direct me. And as long as I listen and don't try to do things myself, the show goes really well. If you get a blessing from the show, or you got a blessing from the show, you give God all the praise and all the glory, because He's the one that helped make that show what it is and gives me the songs to play and where to place them and so on. You know, it's a beautiful thing. And I feel so unworthy of this show. I fight that battle each Sunday. You know, like, you're just an old rock and roll DJ. What are you doing playing, you know, gospel music, you know? And as I tell my friends, you know, God will use a cracked, imperfect vessel to carry the perfect message. And this music has the perfect message of His love and His grace and His mercy. And I just feel very blessed to be able to do that and bring that to you. I want to apologize to Teresa Cook. Couldn't think of your name earlier. I said Teresa. I couldn't think of your last name. I know you ladies use your maiden name Brock in the middle, and I was thinking Connie Brock Gibson, and then there's Teresa, and I couldn't think of the Cook. But Teresa, I hope you get a blessing from the show. God bless you, and thank you so much for listening. And I didn't do a shout out to my Aunt Joan Smith, who sent me a message Bill, her husband, had gone to the Holy Land, and she said the next time he leaves without her, it's going to be when he goes to heaven, because she's not going to let him go anymore without her. She is so precious. If you know my Aunt Joan Smith, I mean, she is the real deal, you know, has been that way since she's a little bitty girl. And my grandmother raised a very spectacular young woman. Well, she raised a lot of good kids. But Joan, like you've heard me say, is the closest thing to an angel here on earth. She's just awesome. Along with my cousin, Vicki Kidd, who has been a big influence on me throughout my life and my Christian growth, as you've heard me say. And I try not to ramble on too long, because I do that at times. Old people do that, and I'm an old people. So there you go. I hope you got a blessing from the show. I'm going to go out with this song by Elvis Presley. It is no secret what God can do. God bless y'all.
The chimes of time ring out the news that another day. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, the courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. With eyes wide open.
There is no night for it.
What God can do.